This is Ron's Update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. I'm in my car once again. Thought I would do a little recording. That seems to be the easiest time to get some recording in. I guess I'll go over what I have in store going forward. I'm going to be doing the Publix Atlanta Half Marathon on March 20th, which is next month, which isn't too far away from now, and I really feel like I haven't been training for it. I haven't been doing a whole lot of serious training since I finished Disney, but I'm going to have to do an emergency training plan or something, short version, to get up to speed so I can at least be respectable at the half marathon in March. I don't plan on setting any personal records for myself in this one. This is another one of those I'm injured half marathons that I'm just going to plod through and then try to enjoy it and try to be under a 2:30 pace for the 13.1 miles, and hopefully my leg will hold up. I've been going to the chiropractor and that seems to be helping some, and maybe by the time the half marathon rolls around, I'll be feeling a lot better. Hopefully that is. So I'm going to have to up the ante, as they say. I've been using my Suunto T4 coach program for the past couple of weeks. Just doing the minutes, running the minutes that it shows, or exercising the minutes that it shows, and trying to hit the effort levels that it says to do. And I guess I'm going to have to throw in some serious half marathon training in the middle of that in order to get my mileage up, because about the longest I have run using my Suunto has been about an hour and 15 minutes, and that's pretty much at a fairly slow plodding pace. So I'm going to switch over. I'm still going to try to use my Suunto as some kind of I don't know what you call it. But anyway, I'm gonna try to get my Galloway half marathon program kind of meshed in with my Suunto schedule, which basically means on the days that it shows an hour and 15 minute run, those will be my long run days on my Galloway program, which may be over an hour and 15 minutes, considering I want to get in at least one run before the half that's at least 13 miles. So I'm kind of in a semi-panic mode here, not only being injured, but wanting to up my training, which doesn't work too well, you know. But I'll just deal with it and see what happens. Maybe going to the chiropractor will help me get through it, hopefully. And maybe I come out on the other side feeling better. What do you think? Well, that's about it for my update for today. And I'll talk to you again sometime. Oh, by the way, I forgot to bring this up. Last Sunday when I ran with my daughter Laura and my son Rob out at Stone Mountain, after we finished running, we did a little recording in the car on the way home and made Lost Trail Runner podcast episode 65 out of it. It's not a real long podcast, so if you listen to this podcast but you don't subscribe or listen to Lost Trail Runner, you can find it on iTunes or www.losttrailrunner.com and take a listen to episode 65. It's under a half hour. It's a short podcast, and I think it's got a song thrown in there, and I think some feedback from Leanne from Australia. So I'll see you later. Bye.